This is GQDN for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. You get energized. And when you do, you go to the checkout page. Put in the word quest to get 25% off of your purchase. Any flavor you want. All good stuff. Even their shakers. Oh, once again, all good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh, yes, that's all good stuff, too. Lots of info, lots of topics, lots of videos up there. Go check them out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of PlayStation news. There's another F-Zero game going on Switch. Yeah, we'll have news about that. And Larian Studios still doing some talking. But we begin today with Phil Spencer from Eurogamer.net. And Phil Spencer wants to have more storefronts on Xbox. And basically, he wants Epic and itch.io on the Microsoft consoles. So he is talking with Polygon, and he wanted to break down some of the walled gardens that would limit players on buying some games on some other platforms on their digital stores. So here's what he said, quote, "Consider our history as the Windows company. Nobody would blink twice if I said, hey, when you're using a PC, you get to decide the type of experience you have by picking where you want to buy games. There's real value in that. Subsidizing hardware becomes more challenging in today's world. And I will say, and this may seem too altruistic, I don't know that it's growing the industry. So I think, what are the barriers? What are the things that create friction in today's world for creators and players? And how can we be a part of opening up that model? If I want to play on a gaming PC, then I feel like I'm more continuous part of a gaming ecosystem as a whole. As opposed to on console, my gaming is kind of shared, to use the gaming term, based on a different closed ecosystem that I have to play across." So you get why he wants to put some more stores on the Xbox consoles. Well, we already do that on our PCs, don't we? Now, Sven Vinke, the head of Larian Studios, was talking about how he sees potential in AI. So we know that AI has been in different things in the gaming studios. Writing, artwork, so on and so forth. Well, he had an interview with IGN at GDC this year, and he said, quote, "My stance on AI is really straightforward. It's a tool we use to help us do things faster. We have so much work that we're happy to take assistance from anything. However, I don't think it'll ever replace the creative sides of things, and I can put money where my mouth is." He went on within that interview about AI. Further quote, "For instance, concept art is a thing that's heavily under fire because of things like Midjourney. So we added 15 concept artists to our team," end quote. And that is because he is looking to hire writers along with artists and everything else and using that as a tool. AI he is using as a tool. What else is a tool? Well, now we get to the good stuff. Yeah, it's a short show today. But that's okay. IGN did say that Gran Turismo 7 Update 1.44 has new cars and a new circuit event. So, this is in the PlayStation blog. They will have the European Clubman Cup 600, the Blue Moon Bay Speedway, Infield A Reverse. You also have the Sherwoodsall, if I got that one right, League, which is a high-speed ring reverse. And the World Touring Car 900 and the 24 Heroes Du Mans Racetrack. And they did show a video about the trailer. And right now, that is live. So the patch is indeed live today and live right now. So if you haven't played it yet and you like the racing games, go check it out on your PlayStation. Now, could Overwatch 2 have another rival? PC Games N thinks so. Because there's a new 6v6 hero shooter called Marvel Rivals, and it seems to be
getting the people from Call of Duty and Battlefield developers, which is mixing the Overwatch 2 superpowers. Now, this is created by NetEase, and once again, this is a 6v6 FPS game. And yes, the Marvel heroes are available to you, such as Iron Man, Black Panther, Magic, Storm, Scarlet Witch, Hulk, Spider-Man, Rocket, and Groot. And there are plans for more heroes to come to the game. So that will indeed be something. Now, right now, there's no release date for the game, but thinking is from them, it'll be soon. So maybe sometime this year? We'll see. Eurogamer.net said that there's an F-Zero game, and it's going to be on Switch. So if you got a Switch, there'll be another F-Zero game on the way, because it's F-Zero Maximum Velocity. And that'll be on the Nintendo Switch Online for the Expansion Pack subscribers on Friday. Good Friday for F-Zero. Now, this was on Game Boy Advance, and it looks like it will have the same pixels and graphics as before. But they did say up on Nintendo UK on Twitter, quote, calling all speed demons, the Game Boy Advance classic F-Zero Maximum Velocity races into Nintendo Switch Online and expansion pack this Friday. Maybe you like some racing? If you like that, well, sales, more sales. The spring sale for PlayStation has hit the store. So, what's gonna be on there? The A's look really good. A Plague Tale Innocence, Alan Wake 2, including the deluxe edition and the deluxe upgrade. Assassin's Creed, quite a few games there. Batman Return to Arkham, that's up there. Black Desert, where you get some pearls. The pearls are on sale. So yeah, that. Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Zombies Chronicles Edition, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 Cross-Gen Bundle. They are on sale. Cars 3 Driven to Win. Yeah, if you want to play some Disney game. Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion Digital Deluxe Edition as well. Both are on sale. DayZ, Destiny 2, Legacy Collection, and Lightfall with the annual pass. You know you want some Diablo 4. Come on, Diablo 4. Far Cry 4 and 5, Primal and New Dawn, Final Fantasy 7, that's the original, Final Fantasy 8 Remastered, and 14 Online, all the way to Endwalker. Want some soccer? Football Manager 24, on sale. Yep, Grand Theft Auto 5, get ready for 6. Oh, the trilogy is also on sale too. Injustice 2, yeah, that one. Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, also on sale. Metal Gear Solid, Need for Speed, the different games there. Persona 3, different games there. Red Dead Online, Sonic is also on sale. Star Wars, yeah, all that on sale. The Sims 4, the different packs are on sale. UFC 5, and Warhammer 40,000, both the Chaos Gate and Rogue Trader, or Watch Dogs, Legion. So you get all those things, and they're all on sale. And if you're in the UK, PlayStation 5 is on sale out there, and it's 5% off at 371 euros. So a slight sale there. Thanks, IGN. Maybe you could play some Cassette Beasts on that. Well, maybe. I think it's only on Switch. Anyway, Eurogamer did say that the Cassette Beasts will get a multiplayer update and a mobile release as well. So the Cassette Beasts will receive a multiplayer update in May, and they'll be heading to some mobile devices this year. And the publisher, Raw Fury, did hold the Cassette Beast showcase detailing a number of new features in a video that is up on YouTube. So up to 8 players can play together, all in the same world. Cassette Beast will soon arrive on Android and iOS, and there'll be more information about the game next month. Now, could there be a new RPG? Well, the ex-Dragon Age director in his new studio did tease that there could be a new RPG. And that's more than 3 years after Dragon Age lead designer Mike Laidlaw did reveal that he has joined forces with the fellow games industry veterans such as Assassin's Creed, and they are now under the studio name Yellow Brick Games. And they have been teasing their first game, which is a fantasy game. Now, Rock Paper Shotgun was looking at it, and they did say that there are some ruins, some rocky hillsides, and some lush forested paths. So, yep, they are there. So we'll see what they do. We will see what they do. Yes, we will. We'll have more gaming news tomorrow. Yes, we will. And we'll see you then. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Like I said, we'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.